we will then in Perek Beis Halacha Daled. Midakei Atshuva Lios Hashav Tzoek Tom B'Zefnei Hashem B'Chiyuv Sachanunim Ve'Osa Tzedakah Kefi Kocha. So the idiom of Osa Tzedakah is interesting. If you look in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, so the Rambam Kesed, the talks about what we would expect, Losseis Tzedakah. So why is it here? Is it Oset Tzedakah? So maybe that there are some dinim within Hilchos Tzedakah that wouldn't be encapsulated within the phrase Losseis Tzedakah, but the broader Lassos does capture them. So for instance, the Rambam quotes the din in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim of Dei Machsor Asher Yachsor Lo. That the mitzvah tzedakah is to provide the oni with whatever he needs, and for instance, amongst that is that Masiyan Lo Isha, if it's a man, or Masiyan Osa Leish, if it's a woman. L'fima shechose ho'oni ato metzuva liten lo. Ein lo isha masiyan oso isha. Im hoyeso isha masiyan oso leish. That's one din of tzedakah, which wouldn't be captured necessarily by losseis tzedakah. Then a second din Shal ha'ani mimcha ve'em biyadcha klum liten lo. Hayesehu bedvorim. And it's clear that the Rambam quotes this then in Hilchos Tzedakah, so it's not just, well, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah, so, you know. So there are other operative principles here that dictate that a person should be sensitive to the oni. No, the mashmas in the Rambam from the fact that it's here in Hilchos Tzedakah is that it's a part of Mitzvah Tzedakah that the same way it's a part of Mitzvah Tzedakah the attitude with which a person gives the money, that he should give it in a way that as much as possible preserves and upholds the dignity of the ani. So too, that aspect of the mitzvah is operative, even if a person is not in a position to give the money. So that also l'chora yitachen would be within the broader expression of lasos tzedakah rather than lasos tzedakah. And the third din that you have here, there's the one I quote it, sorry, one second. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Bavli Basra, the din of Godol, of Godol Hama'asa Yosem and Ha'osa, that one who is able to serve as a catalyst to collect money from others, that his chelek is greater in the mitzvah, is greater than the one who actually gives the money. Godel hama'asa yosem and ha'osa. So you're talking that those three dinim are all the chlal oset stoka kifi kocho, not simply losay stoka kifi kocho. Okay, we're going to skip halacha hey. Again, I'm just quoting from a Gemara Numa. I don't really have a handle on it, but we're going to skip halacha hey. Maybe we'll come back to it. I'm not sure. Halacha vav. Afal pisha hatshuva v'hatzaoka yafa la'olam. Ba'asaras hayamim shebin Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kipurim hi yafa b'yoser. Umiyad hi miskabelas. Shenema dirshu Hashem b'himotza'o kera'u b'yaso karuf. Medvar Mamurim, that the sort of this guarantee is limited to Asaras Yom HaTshuva b'yachid. Aval b'tzibur kolz man she'osin tshuva v'tzorakin b'leiv shalem hei na'anin. Shenema k'Hashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu elav. Right? Umigoy gadol ashalo Elohim krov my love, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu I love. So what does it mean? What's the figurative expression of Elohim krov my love, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close in the sense that let's say someone's distant, so even if he's going to help you, it's going to take a while until he gets there. Until he arrives on the scene to be able to help you. But if someone is standing right at your elbow and you ask that individual for help, so then he's able to provide the help right away. Now, the mashmas in the Rambam here is that, again, mashmas in the Rambam here is that The difference that he's presented, again, this is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara juxtaposes the two psukim of Dirshu Hashem Behimotzo, the pasuk of Dirshu Hashem Behimotzo, again, suggests that there's a particular zman of Himotzo. The pasuk of Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu I love, that doesn't, is not similarly limited, and the Gemara says, Habi Yachad Habi Tzibla. So, at first glance, the only point of difference is the time factor. But when you look in the Rambam, it's clear that there's another difference here as well between Yochid and Tzibur. Notice how the Rambam changes the Lashon. In the Reisha of the Halacha, by the Yochid, he speaks of Miskabeles. And in the Sefer of the Halacha, he speaks of Na'anin. Right, the different verb. If the only difference, again, is that the yachid has this, as it were, special access or guarantee only in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but the tzibur has it 365, 24/7, so then the Rambam should have had the same verb. So it's clear that na'anin is a verb associated with tefillah. Tshuva isn't na'anis. Right? You don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one tshuva. You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one tefillah, is one tzaaka. So the pashtus is that the Rambam is telling us hagam that tshuva is an indispensable condition, but the koach of the tzibur is a koach of tefillah. Again, not that the tefillah in this context stands alone, that it functions independently of the tshuva, but it's clear from the fact that the Rambam says the Loshon Hara, and then when you think about it, that's the pasuk, right? That ki migoy gadol asher lo lehem kod me'lev k'Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. The pasuk is talking about the koach of tefillas harabim. Masha enkein now miskabeles l'chora. You can certainly speak of tefila being miskabeles, but obviously here in context, if the Rambam meant tefila, he would have stuck with the same verb. Miskabeles is also something that you would associate with tshuva. Yimincha pshuta lekabel shavim. Let's say that the Rambam has that idiom at the end of Perek Gimel. Kol harishayim the last halacha Gimel Yud Aleph. Kol harishayim v'haposhim v'hamashumadim v'chayotzei bohen shechazru v'tshuva mekablen osam. So Kabbalah is a verb that's associated, again, in a different context, without the contrast of the Sefer, you wouldn't have necessarily had a deal. But with the contrast of the Sefer, so then l'chore, it's clear that even though both the Yochid and the Tzibur have this combination of tshuva and tefillah, the koach of the Tzibur is the koach of tefillah, the koach of the Yochid is the koach of tshuva. The Yochid has to be mispalel, that the tshuva should be miskabalas. The Tzibur has to do tshuva to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a certain tahara. But the Yochid is a koach tshuva, and the Rabbim is a koach tefillah. And that's the case is, again, that there's support for part of that diyuk. Again, if you reread the Reish on the Halacha, Afal Pisha Hatshuva V'Hatzaaka Yofa La'olam. So actually, so it's a compound subject, right? Tshuva and Tzaaka. So L'chore, the Hemshech HaHalacha should have been, V'Asar Sayyam Shabin Roshan V'Yam Kippurin, it should have been Hain Yofos B'Yose. Right? If you're referring back to tshuva and tzaaka, so then you're referring to a Lashon Rabbim. So it should have been Hein Yofos B'Yose. And yet the Rambam might He Yofos B'Yose. No, so Hein Hein Advarim, that the koach of the Yochid is a koach of tshuva. Is a koach of tshuva, and that's why the Rambam says Hagam, that you need the tzaaka to accompany the tshuva, but it's a koach of tshuva. It's a koach of tshuva, and that's why he switches to the Lashon Yochid of He Yofa B'Yoseh. Well, what does the Rambam mean when he says that Miyad He Miskabeles? So I think I didn't double check this recently, but please do. I think in the back of the Frankel, the Sefer Mafteach, I think there's a Marin Mokom to the Shmuzin of a Marin Kotler, to Mishnas of a Marin, where he understood this phrase, Miyadi Miskabeles, to be saying a Chiddush Otzum. What do you mean, Miyadi Miskabeles? At the end of Parag Aleph, we learned about the Chiluke Kapara. Okay, so a mitzvah's essay all year long is Eino Zoz Misham Ad Shem Ochlo. A mitzvah's los essay, it's not, you have to wait till Yom Kippur. So Aser Simi Tshuva is not Miyad, pretty soon. You don't have to wait too long, but it's not Mamash Miyad. And certainly for Chamuros, it's not Miyad at all. The Rambam Katla, I think, suggests that the Rambam holds that in Aser Simi Tshuva, you don't have the Chalukei Kapar. Then Aser Simei Tshuva, Tshuva alone, suffices for all of it, that you don't have the Chiluke Kapar. Wow. Halacha Zayin. Yom HaKippurim Huzman Tshuva L'Kol V'Yochid L'Rambam. V'hu keitz mechila uslicha liyisrael. V'ficha chayavin hakol lasas tshuva ulhizvadas v'yam ha-kippur. So the Lashon HaRambam, L'yachid V'L'Rabim, reflects the idea that we quoted from the Rav back in Halacha Beis in Perek Aleph about Sar Mishtaleach, Rafi Shu Kapo L'Chol Yisrael, how the Rabim is not simply a massive collection of Yechidim. Otherwise, if Yom Kippur is Zman Tshuva for every Yochid, then obviously it's Zman Tshuva for Rabbim. No, so the Rabbim have, again, a collective identity. It's not, again, it doesn't just refer to the shorthand for all Yechidim, but there's a collective identity. What's the l'ficha chayavim hakol lasas tshuva? Now, it's true Yom Kippur is zman tshuva, but so are all the aseres yimei tshuva. But then, in addition, that you have Yom Kippurim is keitz mechila uslicha liYisrael. I mean, Rosh Hashanah is universal. Rosh Hashanah is v'chol boi olam oven l'fan of kivnei maran, and Yom Kippurim is only the Yisrael. But what's the chayav and hakol? So the pasuk this is, I think we spoke about this in the Shari Tshuva Shi'urim, that the Rambam's chi of tshuva, again, whether it's the chi of tshuva later, where was it, in Perek Vav, of the Ro'li, lo lachzor b'tshuva, and of Perek Aleph, v'ilei zeh mitzvos aseh, so the Rambam there didn't tell us what the time frame is. What's the time frame for being the kind of the mitzvah? The pashas is that's what the Rambam means here. Heyos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that on Yom HaKippurim, it's the keitz mechila uslicha. This is the time when the Melech is Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim to be Mocha v'Saleach, so then becomes the deadline for tshuva for the Averos of the past year. And in that sense, Hagam that the Rambam speaks of Chayov and Lasas tshuva b'Yom HaKippurim, and the Rabbeinu Yonah does as well, they mean very different things. Rabbeinu Yonah has an additional mitzvah of tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shitaso, as we saw, who holds the chi of tshuva, is immediate. As soon as there's Yedias HaChet, so a person has the chi of tshuva. So for him, when he speaks about a special chi of tshuva on Yom HaKippurim, it means that above and beyond the mitzvah's tshuva of all year long, There's a special additional mitzvah on Yom Kippur, and he says it twice, right? I think we saw, and he says that that's the pshat in Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Mikol Avonos Ki Beyom Hazeh Echad Alechem Utarascha Mikol Chatosechem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The Mikol Chatosechem doesn't link up with Ki Beyom Hazeh Echad Alechem, because Yom Kippur is not fully mechaper on all Avonos. It's not fully mechaper on Chamuros. So what's the Mikol Chatosechem? Mikol Chatosechem links up with the Sefer of Lifnei Hashem Titaru, that it's a chiyuv. Titaru. Titaru is not you will, but you must. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. What's the difference between that mitzvah's tshuva of Yom HaKippurim and the mitzvah's tshuva all year? So it's clear from Ben Yon. It's not just that there's two essen on Yom HaKippurim and one essay all year long, but all year long, the mechayev of tshuva is yediyas hachet. When I become aware of chet, that's mechayev and tshuva. There's no chiyuv necessarily. I mean, which is not, there's no chiyuv for a person to for the nachbasa d'vachenu v'nachkora. There's no chiyuv for a person to look for chet, to see maybe I was remiss in this ben adam l'chaveru, maybe I was remiss in this ben adam l'malko, maybe this midah ben adam l'atzmo. There's no chiyuv to look, to uncover chet of which I'm unaware. If I'm aware of chet, so then the yediyas hachet is machayev and tshuva all year long. And on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippurim, no, there's a chiyuv to proactively search out chet. See, yitachen, how do you see that in the words? How do you see that in the words? That's the difference between the mitzvah's tshuva on Yom Kippurim and all year long. So yitachin as follows. When you say that there's a chi of tshuva, okay, so a chi of tshuva can be compartmentalized. Tahara is an all or nothing, right? A person is tamei meis, so, you know, well, I don't really care if my elbow remains tamei meis, so when I go into the mikveh, it's okay if I leave my elbow out of the water. No, either the person is matar atzmo or is not matar atzmo. There's no tahar l'chatzor, right? It's a durabon on hamtzor that there's such a thing as tumas yadayim. But min hatar, there's no such thing as part of a person's body being tamei. A person is either tamei or a person is tohor. So lifnei Hashem titaru says, if it would have said lifnei Hashem tashuvu and a chanami, so then maybe I would have thought that it's just a kefal ha'esei. But lifnei Hashem titaru means, no, you should be tahor. To be tahor, so then that means that I have to do tshuva not only for chatoim, which I'm already aware of, but I also need to uncover those which I'm in a position to uncover. If a person can't uncover, he can't uncover. Shkiyos me'ovin. Shkiyos me'ovin yustanus nakeni, David HaMelech asks. But the lifnei Hashem titaru means that the chiyuv tshuva is even for that to which a person is unaware, but he is in a position to discover. So they both speak of chiyuv tshuva and Yom Kippurim, but they mean very different things by it. For the Rambam, it's the deadline for mitzvah tshuva all year long. Rabbeinu Yonah obviously doesn't mean that, because he holds that the chiyuv is always, the chiyuv is immediate. When there's Yediyah Sachet, for Rabbeinu Yonah, the chiyuv is to look, to make the chesed and nefesh.
Would be the rabbi, like, I can't do tshuva on something that happened post-Yom-Kippur, that happened before?
No, I think you can, but let's say Moshe Mal Davidom, if the father wasn't Mal the son by Yom HaShmini, he can still be Mal him by Yom HaTshiyi, but it's not just that he's losing out on his reason Magdimen, there's an element of Bittol, by not having been mal the son by Yom HaShemini, okay, but the Abbot, if he wasn't mal by Yom HaShemini, hagam that there was an element of bittul, he should be mal by Yom HaTshi, so it would be something analogous. Again, this is all from the Braisa in at the end of Maseches Yuma. This, of course, is the source for the fact that we say Vidui in Tulas Mincha Erev Yom Kippur. Shama Yechonek Besuuda Kodem Sheizvada. So the Gemara says, Shema Ye'or Advan Takola. Maybe lest a mishap occur. The Gemara doesn't specify what that Takola is. I think Rashi says, maybe Yishtaker. How can a person get drunk on Erev Yom Kippur? So, some of what it means is their primary beverage was wine. It wasn't for us. You know, if a person gets drunk, he has to more or less be looking to get drunk. But if that's, I don't know, so we're told, you know, make sure you have 8 cups of water a day. So certainly have Yom Kippur, you might have 8 cups of water. I don't know, you have 8 cups of wine. I don't know. It's not so far-fetched that Shema Yishtake. But the Rambam didn't understand the Drak Takol of that. Well, he says Shema Yechonek. The Shaila in the Rambam, obviously, is, I don't know, Mehecha Teisei, that we should be concerned for what presumably is a rather remote chashash. Again, Rashi, the way we're understanding it, maybe it's not so remote. Again, they obviously had a better capacity for drinking wine than we do. But Afal Pi Chaim, maybe it's, I don't know, Rashi, you don't necessarily, you know, go head first into the kasha. What about according to the Rambam, Mehecha Teisei? I don't know, we'll leave it for now. Maybe we'll come back to it in a minute. The Afal Pisha is Vada Kodim Sha'achal, Choze Misvada Beleila Yom Hagipur Marvis, Vachoze Misvada Beshachus, Vemusa Vemincho Vene'ila. Vehechan Misvada, Yachir Achat Filoso, Shleach Tzibo, Beemzat Filoso, Bebrocha Revias. The Lashon HaBrais is that Afal Pish Hisvada Kodem She'ochal is Kodem Misvada Im Chashecha. So the Rambam apparently understood Pshat Im Chashecha, meaning when it's night, with Tfilas Arvis. There is the Ramban understood that Im Chashecha means right, sort of synchronized with Shkia. More or less the time when we have the meaning to say Tfilas Zakah. And what the Brisa means is that in addition to the 10 Viduyim over the 5 Tfilas of Yom Kippurim, there's an additional Chiyuv Viduyim Hashecha. The Shlach HaKadosh has like that also. In the Rav's minyan, they used to say all the alchetzah, not just rely on Tfilas Zakah. There is vidui in Tfilas Zakah. There certainly is vidui in Tfilas Zakah. What's the pshat? I think the Rav used to say that the pshat is that one should attempt to, that the entire day of Yom Kippurim, one be in a state of tahara. So if the vidui is im chashecha, so then one enters Yom Kippurim already. Again, Avodah Satshuva is never done, but one enters on a certain level, one already enters with a degree of tahara. But the Rambam didn't understand the Brisa that way. The Rambam understood that Im Chashecha means Tfilas Arvis, because the Brisa doesn't mention Tfilas Arvis. So according to the Ramban, it's understood that in the first Tfilas Hayom Yom Mizvada. And for the Rambam, no, Im Chashecha refers to Tfilas Arvis. Havidur shenagu bo kol Yisrael avol chatano. Vehu ikar havidur. So this also is from the Gemara in Yuma. I think it's the member of Shmuel that one of the Amoraim was sitting, and then when the Shliach Tzibur got up to Aval Anachlo Chatanu, he stood up for that. So Shema Mina, that's Ika Vidoy, because Vidoy is supposed to be Mu'umad. So Shema Mina, from the fact that he was makbid to stand up for the Aval Anachlo Chatanu, so that's the Ika Vidoy. The Avodas HaMelech, the Menachem Krakovsky, asked the Kasha, so how do you square this Rambam with the Rambam in Parag Aleph, where the Rambam says that the Rambam uses the identical phrase of Ikar Vidui, there's much more, that there's Pirat HaChet, there's Nechamti Uboshti. It's not mashma, and this is why the Avodas HaMelech asked the kasha. I don't know that the Rambam means avol chatanu. Again, here in this edition, that they have dot dot dot. I don't know the Rambam wrote dot 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 in the manuscript. I understand it's a modern convention. So it's not mistabe that the Rambam meant avol chatanu as the shorthand for the entire nusach avigdor that he said in Parag Aleph. Maybe he meant it, if it's a shorthand, maybe he meant it as a shorthand for Avinu and Parshanu. If the Rambam means it as a shorthand. But the Pashtus is that the Rambam Taka has, and in the Gemara also, the Gemara that the Rambam's quoting at the end of Yuma, also there's no indication that the Ikar Avidur is anything more than Avol Anachnu Chatanu. Amen mazutu lo amon el de lo ama aval anachnu chatanu, aval ama anachnu chatanu sula tzarech. Do ama baham dumri hava ka'imna kamei de shmua vahava yosef. The chimato shlicha de tzibura va ama aval anachnu chatanu kam mekam. Ama shma mina ika vidoi haihu. So what do you do with this stira? What do you do with this stira? But the emphasis is when you so let's leave the stira aside for a moment. A kasha that bothered me for many years. You know, we're misvada 10 times on Yom Kippur. That's a lot. And we never once say a vidui that fulfills the Rambam's requirements in Parag Aleph Halacha Aleph. How can that be? And the Rambam doesn't have any different way. It's not that, oh, Enochanami, maybe we're not following the Rambam. I mean, that would be Dochu Kishel Atzma, but that's not the case. Because the Rambam in his Seder HaTfilah doesn't have it any differently. Okay, so you can sort of say through the back door we have Boshti, Harei Fanecha Kechli Mole Busho Uchlima. We don't have Nichamti anywhere. We don't have Kabbalah Haba anywhere. So how is that possible? You walk around with a lulav all day, so it's on the lulav as possible. So, ma ho ilu ma asenu. So then it says that you find Let's say the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it says it based on the Psukim in Sefer Yehoshua, when Yehoshua speaks to Ochan, Tein Toda, Yehoshua tells Ochan that he should be Misvada, and that way he'll have a chelik in Olam Haba, even though he's gonna get Misa for being Moel and the Chayim. But Tein Toda, to be Misvada, and he'll have a chelik Olam Haba. So what's the Nusach HaVidoi for a Shtivmer, a person Rachman HaTzlan on his deathbed? So obviously a person can say a longer Nusach HaVidoi, but the Nusach HaVidoi is Tehei Misasi Kapara Al Kol Avanosa. Tehei Misasi Kapara Al Kol Avanosa. So that doesn't conform to the Rambam's Nusach HaVidoi either. So Elamai, it's clear that a vidu b'shas misa what's he going to say? That einu chozer l'dov zehob? Obviously that's not relevant to a vidu b'shas misa. What's more, when a person is in midlife, I don't mean midlife, you know, he's 40 years old, and you mentioned the same Abraham, the Guru Shmanam Shana. But the person means there's some life still in front of him. It's not all behind him. But when a person is midlife, so then, yitachain, that the tshuva he's doing, again, conceptually, is for averos protios. When a person does tshuva b'yom misaso, so clearly it's a tshuva kolelas. Right? It's not in b'yom misaso, a person needs to settle all accounts. The tshuva that a person does at that point is not a tshuva of averos protios, but it's a tshuva hamakifa. It's a tshuva hakolelas. And Yitachen, when the Rambam tells us what the Nusach HaVidui is in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he's talking about, again, a tshuva which is mid-life. Mid-life. That tshuva is al-pidin, always, even if I'm doing tshuva for every chet I can think of. But al-pidin, the tshuva is a tshuva for averos protios. Maybe there's 100 of them. But al-pidin, it's one by one. Mashen Kain, the self yom of Shalom, the tshuva is a tshuva hakolelas. They tell a maisa that someone who was mukurv to a chaim in Brisk was present, that there was an individual on his deathbed, and in a very heartfelt, really heart-rending way, for whatever wrongs he had done, he felt he had done. So he said, you know, mitoch bechi, with tremendous anguish, ich bin treif und mein neshama is treif. I'm treif and my neshama is treif. And then he was lifted shortly thereafter. The person was very shaken by this experience that he had witnessed. And he went and he told Reb Chaim what he saw. And Reb Chaim said, you saw emes tshuva. It's a tshuva kolelas. It's a tshuva hakolelas. The tshuva hakolelas, there's no asisi kach v'kach, you don't need pirat achet. And avada, there's no inyan of l'olam eini choza l'dov hazeh. And even in the chamti u'boshti, that's not self-understood, and that's stipulated, again, when the tshuva is a tshuva in midlife. But, so maybe the word is like this. Rosh Hashanah Yikaseven of Yom Tzom Kippur Yechaseimun. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is for the next year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not paskining for the next 5, 10, 20 years. He's paskining for the next year. Which means that when a person on Yom Kippur is standing, so basically, Al Pi Din, and this is supposed to be our attitude, the Moshe L'Mahadar V'Dome, you rent an apartment, and the landlord says, you know, my shita is I only give 1 year leases. I never give a lease for more than 1 year. So your lease is up, Yom Kippurim is the last day of the lease. Now, often, usually, I do agree to renew the lease, but you should know, it's not understood. Not understood. I give leases for 1 year, never long-term lease. The last day of the lease is Yom Kippur. So what happens if it's late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur? So the tenant doesn't know. Right now, he hasn't received a new lease yet that he knows of from the landlord. For all he knows, he's going to be evicted in 3 hours. He has a suffix, whether or not he's going to get a... But there's a tzad that not just a tzad, if anything, sort of, in a certain sense, until he gets the lease, that's the default position. That's the default setting. The vidur of Yom Kippurim is the vidur of Shas Misa. And maybe that's the answer to this stira that the Avodah Zarah points out. And that memela would explain, I would say that tefillah. We asked, how can it be that we're misvada time and time again, and never once do we conform with the Rambam's requirement, paragraph halacha aleph, there it is, it's not referring to Yom Kippur. And that's what Gufo, the Rambam, is telling us. That the ikra vidya Yom Kippur, it's a different vidya. It's a different vidya. Right, maybe a little bit more, we'll start here.